With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
Welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the June 7th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, I thought we were going to lose our rally, but it seems to be gaining just a little bit of steam here today. The Dow right now is up 73 points, and that puts the Dow ever so close to the 18,000 level, 17,993. And obviously, as you approach old highs, that's a resistance level. But based on my numbers and based on what I've been saying in the newsletter recently, I believe that eventually here this market is going to break out to new all-time highs. In fact, in the second quarter of the show today, I'm going to go through many individual stocks that are currently breaking out to new all-time highs. The S&P 500 is up 5 points right now. It's just 12 points away from its all-time high. The S&P is up 5 points. That's a quarter of a percent, 2,114. The NASDAQ is up 3. It is basically flat on the day. I think there's a big tumble in one of the, Biogen, a biotech stock. But the NASDAQ is at 4,973. We've got crude oil over $50 per barrel. And that has a lot to do with the strength in the market here recently. Crude is up 1%. Today, crude is at $50.22. There's another recent high. And a lot of the oil stocks doing very well here today. Gold is down. However, we had a speech from Ms. Yellen, which we'll talk about in a bit here. Gold is at $1,242 per ounce, while the 10-year yield right now is at 1.71%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. We had dovish comments from Ms. Yellen yesterday, but those are short-term dovish comments. I think the Fed was a little bit unnerved by the weaker-than-expected, not just weaker than expected, the much weaker than expected jobs report that we got last Friday. It was the worst report in 5 years. And that probably caused the Fed to back off and postpone their next rate hike for at least a month, you know. I think the market has this time around accepted the fact that there's going to be rate hikes sooner rather than later. And you've seen the behavior of the market recently. I still pound the table and tell you that this is a risk-on market. And it's those risk-on markets that you have to take advantage of when they present themselves. I mean, this has pretty much been a risk-on market since February, around in there. We've made some very steady progress since then. But it's becoming even more of a risk on market here recently, since we have a little bit of clarification. At least we know what to expect from the Fed going forward, and that has kind of lit this market on fire. If you didn't read my newsletter last week, which you can get at GundersonCapital.com, and the previous weeks are all there, you can look through the archives, you have seen me say, hey, risk is coming back on the table. Chips are being pushed back on. And here's the areas of the market where those chips are being placed right now. That is ever, ever so important to you as an investor to know where those chips are coming back on in the market. We have Brexit polls. The Brexit polls are still extremely tight. You know, it looked for a while that there would be no question that Britain would choose to stay in the European Union. Now it's like 43 to 42 or something like that. Very, very close. June 23 is the vote. Meanwhile, the pound sterling has been moving higher as those Brexit polls have gotten tighter and tighter. Meanwhile, the GOP to unveil a Dodd-Frank alteration today, their version of the Dodd-Frank bill, which many have complained about, that it's too restricting to the financial industry. It's election day in California today. I don't know. By the time they get to California, you know, it's already pretty much been decided, especially when it comes to the national elections. By the time they get out here to us on the West Coast, it's like those baseball games. Yeah, you know, I always wonder who's watching the Padres play Atlanta, which we did yesterday, last night, on the East Coast, where they're 3 hours later. And that seems to be the way things go out here with the elections in California. Meanwhile, Ms. Clinton gave an income inequality speech yesterday. By the way, she was wearing a $12,000 Armani pant suit. So I guess income inequality, all of us peons need to work on that. But I wonder what the average price of the average pantsuit was in the audience. We have GE cutting another 360 oil jobs in Texas. Well, that's been a trend, hasn't it? Cutting of oil jobs, and GE made a big investment into energy at about the wrong time, which they're very well known for these days. And they'll be cutting another 360 oil jobs. And Daimler's going to lay off 1,200 workers in North America in this red-hot economy. In the second quarter of the show, I'm going to talk about a lot of stocks that are breaking out to new highs right now, believe it or not. Yes, underneath the surface, while the market's close to breaking out to new highs, there have been many leading stocks that are already breaking out to new highs, and I think it's important to bring those to your attention. We have, what else going on in the macro scene? Okay, that's about it on the macro scene. Let's turn to the micro scene. Those are the individual companies. We have Valeant Pharmaceuticals, which I've given many times as a reason why you want to have a sell discipline. I sold Valeant back in the 200s somewhere. Now it's $22.69, and a couple of big hedge fund managers continue to ride this thing into the ground. Variant once again guides lower. Variant once again misses earnings. Variant is down 21.3% today, hitting a new all-time low, at least the lowest it's been since 2011. It hit a high of 263. Valeant is now 22.69. And some of these stubborn value investors are still sticking to their guns that it's an undervalued stock. That's one of the reasons why I don't like to go by valuation only. I mean, on the surface, Valeant has a P.E. ratio of 4 right now, which would make the average value investor's chops drool. It's trading at just 2.2 times forward earnings. The problem is there's obviously an issue there. It's almost like it's turning into another Enron. And here we go again with the value investors riding this thing into the ground. Valeant Pharmaceutical, obviously a shell of a stock. VRX, new lows again today. Navistar, they're the star of the day. They beat earnings by 21 cents. The stock is up 13% right now. They manufacture medium and heavy duty trucks for government, construction, energy, commercial. No, that's a good sign. Navistar is a little micro cap company, $1.1 billion in market cap. Is it a good idea to follow the billionaires around and buy what they're buying? I don't know. I don't think so. But you might want to know, Icon is buying Hertz these days. You know what? I don't know. I see tremendous competition coming from these Ubers and Lyfts, etc., but he believes in Hertz right now, and that's what he's buying. So if you want to follow the billionaires, be my guest. Meanwhile, E-Trade launches their robo-advisor today. You know what? The robots are taking over this industry. I call it the dumbing down of this industry. whatever. If you're happy having your portfolio in autopilot, you know, sometime I ought to have Sanford. I ought to give him a little interview and have him talk about autopilot in a boat. I've had my boat in autopilot. Well, even when you're in autopilot, you want somebody on watch. We've heard about autopilot boats. I can tell you stories of people that fell overboard. Their boat was on autopilot. See you later. The boat finally landed up in Rosarita Beach, and the poor driver of the boat ended up at the bottom of the ocean. Yeah, autopilot, robots running your portfolio. It's up to you. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the market has not broken out to new all-time highs yet, but the target price that I put out on the S&P 500, which I update every single week, is higher than where the market is today, suggesting that if we continue on the track we're on with earnings expectations and we're able to come close to those earnings expectations, we should see a breakout to new all-time highs in the market at some point in time. Now, the reason I watch earnings expectations and actual earnings results so closely is because they eventually determine which way the market is headed. I'll give you a little autopilot story here that shows you how just a few degrees, you know, you set your autopilot and you can adjust the degrees on the compass by 1 point or by 10 points. And obviously when you adjust it by 10 points, the nose of the boat moves 10 degrees one way or the other. When you adjust it by one, it just barely moves, barely, it's almost unnoticeable. But as it relates to earnings, you know, when you change the trajectory of your boat by 1 or 2 degrees, that really determines, really throws off your destination, right? Just 1 or 2 degree course change. Well, it's the same in the market. If earnings are adjusted just a little bit, well, you know, that has a big impact over the next 12 months or over the next 18 months or over the next 24 months. There's one autopilot story that I'd like to tell you. Another autopilot story that I'd like to tell you is there was a very experienced captain here in San Diego, a charter fishing boat a couple years ago, who was leaving. A lot of times the boats to go tuna fishing, they leave in the middle of the night. They'll leave like at 10 p.m. These boats go 10 miles an hour, and if the fish are out there 80 miles, it's going to take 8 hours to get there at 10 miles per hour. So they travel all night in the dark while the clients sleep, hopefully, down below in the bunks. And it gets pretty black out there on the ocean, very, very black, especially on a moonless night or when there's cloud cover. Well, one of the most experienced captains in the fleet was down tinkering on the engines, and he had the co-captain up with the boat in autopilot. Something went haywire, and they crashed right into the islands, which are just about 20 miles off of San Diego, and they had to rescue everybody. So this autopilot move by the market, this robot advisor, do you know that that's the fastest growing segment in the investment field is robot advisors, where it automatically rebalances every 3 months. You don't even need a human being to do that anymore. That's how dumbed down this whole process has become. So forget about whether or not there's hazards. What if a freighter comes into your path and you're on autopilot? I heard about another guy down in Cabo San Lucas. His engine had broke down, and he was trying to fix it and work on it. All of a sudden, he saw a fishing boat, a large one, coming right at him. And he started yelling and waving his hands, and he realized that the boat was on autopilot while the crew was filleting the fish in the back. And at the last moment, he dove overboard to avoid the impending collision. which did happen. But obviously, he saved his life by recognizing that that boat was on autopilot. I fear that a lot of portfolios will be on autopilot when that big freighter all of a sudden appears out of nowhere, or that big iceberg appears out of nowhere, and that unsinkable portfolio being managed by robots that are programmed to continue to do what they're doing no matter what is happening in the world. I fear that there's going to be a lot of Titanic-like crashes in portfolios that are being run by robots. I don't see this ending up well. I really don't. I think this is another one of those crazy ideas, like packaging mortgage-backed securities into tranches and selling them all over the world, subprime loans, and you see how that ended up. I don't know. I don't like this trend whatsoever. And if you're trying to be sold a robo-advisor program, which even Scottrade now is promoting, you know, I'm a little mad at them. People open their accounts at Scottrade because I've directed them to. That's who we use as an advisor. And while those accounts are sitting there, Scottrade people are calling them, trying to sign them up. People that I've brought to Scottrade through my radio show, that makes me just a little bit mad. They're trying to steal the clients and put them into a robo-advisor program. So anyways, that's my two cents on that. All right, now, stocks hitting new highs. Let's just take a look at a few here. I want to back up what I said earlier, that this is a risk-on market. Several healthcare stocks are currently breaking out, fresh breakouts after sideways trends. I've seen it in Aetna. I've seen it in WellPoint. I've seen it in United Healthcare, Bristol Myers Squibb, to name a few. I'm seeing it in several retail consumer-type stocks, consumer discretionary, Dollar Tree, Dollar General, Cracker Barrel, Big Lots. I'm seeing stocks breaking out to new all-time highs. These are fresh breakouts. This is an indication of risk-on in the market. These are risk-on sectors. These are risk-on stocks, and this is where the action is right now. In the energy patch, I noticed a massive breakout yesterday in Halliburton, in Core Labs, in Silica, which makes the sand for fracking. I can't believe that there's action returning to this area. As I look around the world, I see a big breakout in Argentina, which I'm an owner of, the Argentina ETF, and I've been warning you that Argentina looked like a good opportunity to me because of the political change that has taken place there recently. I'm seeing breakouts in the technology area, another risk-on area of the market. Taiwan Semiconductor, which I owned, Tencent Holding, TCEHY, Adobe is trying to break out, XR, EXAR, semiconductor stock, which is currently breaking out. And I'm seeing a lot of breakouts in the real estate investment trust once again. My income and growth portfolio has several of these stocks in it that are currently breaking out to new highs. DuPont Fabros, Equinix, CoreSite, C-O-R, what is that? Yeah, CoreSite, and also Digital Realty Trust. There are lots of breakouts during the day. If I see something that makes my eyeballs pop out, I send out a little tweet, maybe four or five a day. You can follow me at Bill Gunderson on Stock Twits or Twitter. All right, when we come back, we'll have our featured stock of the day. This is Bill Gunderson. It is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, everybody has their way of evaluating a stock or a mutual fund or an exchange-traded fund. We all have different tools in our toolbox, different sets of microscopes that we put companies under, different sets of criteria that we like. Some people like to look at return on equity. Some people like to look at current ratios. Some people like to look at long-term debt. Others like to look at profit margin or gross margins. It really is endless. And I've talked about paralysis of analysis over the years. I've just learned to keep the initial, you know, my initial blush of a company fairly simple. And then you can dig in a little more. But first, we have to kind of separate the wheat from the chaff. We don't want to be investing in chaff because when the wind blows, it blows the chaff away. It's those wheat kernels that stick around, especially that good, hard, red winter wheat, Montana wheat. That's what we eat at my house. I grind it myself. I have a wheat grinder, make my own bread. High protein stuff is that. Boy, good stuff. Well, we want to separate the wheat from the chaff in the stock market also. I'll just give you a little example and a little story, and then we'll get into our three-minute drill on our featured stock of the day here. There's been a stock that's been coming up on my radar. I've known the stock for a long time. It's not like it's a new concept. It has a great chart. That's what really gets me. And it's ranked right now. Well, let's see here. If we look at the Best Stocks Now app and we type in the word big, which is big lots. This is not the featured stock of the day, but I want to tell you a little story here. Big Lots is currently ranked number 115 out of 4,122, and it's got an excellent chart. So I thought, you know, just for fun, Saturday when I got done with the newsletter, I made a trip to my local Big Lots store. You know what? I was not impressed. Not at all. I mean, that store's been there since I was a kid. It used to be called Pick and Save, and now it's Big Lots. That shows you how much interest I've had in it. That's the first trip I've made in the store, I think, in my lifetime. It's just a few miles from my home. And I walked into the store, and man, I'm telling you, the people inside, it was a little bit on the scary side. There was a guy wearing hot pants and high heels and a tiara and this kind of stuff, you know, and walking down the aisles. Okay, whatever. And I looked through the various items. Number one, the first thing I noticed, I didn't really see any good bargains. Look, I'm a bargain guy. I go to Smart and Final. When stuff's on sale, I put away a few extra and set them out in the garage for a rainy day. I like bargains. I didn't really see any bargains, but I picked up a few things, you know, that were, they seemed like it. I mean, a buck, that's got to be. They were horrible. The quality was horrible. And it seems to me like Big Lots is trying to be everything to everybody. They've got living room sets. They've got $1 cans of stuffed grape leaves. They've got swimming pool stuff. No clothes. I was trying to spruce up my wardrobe a little bit. I couldn't find anything that fit just right. But they really don't have any clothing. They have electronics. It's just, you know what? I left there with maybe three or four things in my cart. Nothing was I really happy with. And I said, well, I've been to Big Lots twice now, my first and last. I'm never going in there again. And I said, why would I buy the stock? I don't like the store. So that's one way I analyze stocks, is I actually visit the store. I remember when Domino's Pizza was breaking out several years ago because of the change in management. You remember the whole thing. They admitted that they had the worst tasting pizza in the world. That a lot of people, if they were fed the crust or the cardboard that the crust came in, they couldn't tell the difference. Well, that's not good if you're a pizza maker. So they changed their crust. they livened up their sauces and they went on a big advertising blitz. Give us another chance. Well, my son and I gave them another chance. We ordered a Domino's artisan pizza. I think it was Tuscan salami and something. And it was delicious. And we made some nice money in Domino's pizza stock. So that's just a little side note there on some investigation I did over the weekend. Now watch Big Lots double from here. Well, that's all right. I didn't like the store. But I do like another stock right now, and this is a stock that's been breaking out. It's breaking out again to new all-time highs. I can't complain with that. And I own it in my premier, no, in my ultra growth account. It's a stock by the name of DuPont Fabros Technology, Inc. What in the world does DuPont Fabros Technology, Inc. do for a living? Well, let's do our little three-minute drill here on DFT. All right. DuPont Fabros Technology, Inc., headquartered in Washington, D.C., is a real estate investment trust that owns, develops, and manages 12 wholesale data centers with enhanced power capacity. Think of these giant servers that it takes to run an Amazon or an eBay or any number of other companies. This is what they do. They rent out data centers. And I own other stocks in this same category, including Equinix, EQIX, which also broke out to new highs, is breaking out to new highs. Check out the performance. This is a small cap company. It's an aggressive stock. It's a stock that pays a dividend. In fact, the dividend yield right now is still 4.2%. That's not bad. Between the dividend and the capital appreciation over the last 5 years, DFT, DuPont Fabros, has delivered to investors 16% per year total return average, no guarantees going forward. During that same period of time, the market has delivered just 10% returns. But get this, over the last 3 years, the stock has delivered 28% per year, while the market's delivered just 9.1%. That's a pretty good track record there. That's some serious alpha that the stock has been delivering. And over the last 12 months, DuPont Fabros DFT is up 50%. While the market is flat, okay? I like performance. I like momentum. But I also demand and require in my method of investing value. DuPont Fabros is currently trading at just 14 times forward earnings. That's a steep discount to the overall market. In addition to that, it's expected to grow its earnings by 13% per year over the next 5 years on average, which means that it has a PEG ratio right now of just 1.15. And when I do the math on these kinds of numbers and do my five-year valuation equation, which I talk about a lot here on my show, DuPont Fabros gets a five-year target price of $68 per share, and it has a dividend yield of 4.2%. When I look at 4,122 different stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, and my Best Stocks Now database, and my Best Stocks Now app, DFT currently comes in at number 76 out of 4,122 in ranking, and it is a stock that I currently own here. Not a recommendation, but an example of what I consider to be a Best Stock Now. Well, I can't go visit a DFT, right? I'm not going to go back to Washington and walk through one of their 12 wholesale data centers. But what I can visit and what I can see is how earnings have grown from 94 cents back in 2009 to $3 next year. In other words, earnings have tripled, are expected to triple since 2009. And I can see a stock that's gone from $1 per share to $45 per share since 2009. And I can see a current chart of the stock breaking out and hitting new all-time highs. It's just one of a number of stocks right now that are breaking out and hitting new highs, which continues to lead me to say that this is a risk on market. And as investors, you have to take advantage of a risk on market when it presents itself to you. But it's not the whole market. It's sectors of the market, which I'm pointing out to you on a daily basis and every week in my newsletter, which you can get at GundersonCapital.com, the website. All right, we'll be back for the final segment of the show.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Election Day in California. I'm still trying to decide whether to vote for Hillary in her $16,000 pantsuit while she's giving a speech on income inequality, or Bernie and his free jobs for every, free college, free health care for everybody, or Donald, who is a narcissist. I'm just here to tell you, I've had experiences with narcissists. Donald is a narcissist, and people are starting to figure that out. I don't have a lot to choose from here. I think I'll just stay home. I don't know what we're going to do here today. Anyways, I thought I would use this last segment of the show. You hear me talk a lot about breakouts. I'm not talking about people tying together bed sheets at San Quentin and lowering themselves down and breaking out of the prison. Breakouts are a technical term. What defines a true breakout? Well, if we look at the Dow right now, they're making much ado about this 18,000 level. In fact, every time the Dow goes above 18,000, I see breaking news or scrolling headlines, Dow breaks above 18,000. Well, the all-time high of the Dow Jones Industrial Average is 18,188.81. The breakout in the Dow will occur when it breaks above its high. It needs to get to about 18,200 and stay there for it to qualify as a breakout. In the meantime, that 18,188 or so continues to be a ceiling. It's just like if you live on the third floor, if you break through the third floor ceiling, you're all of a sudden into the fourth floor and the people that live above you. Well, that's what the market is going to have to do to constitute a breakout. It's going to have to break out to new all-time highs. And believe it or not, many times that ceiling, even though it's just an imaginary ceiling, it's really there. Markets struggle with resistance levels, is what we call ceilings. And you can pull up any one-year chart. This is good practice for you to do if you've got some free time. Look at one-year charts of IBM or Amazon, which today had its target price up by Oppenheimer to $930. I'm the guy out there with the $1,000 plus target price on Amazon. That's over the next 5 years, and I've written articles about it. But look at different stocks and determine where the ceiling is. Get a nice ruler and a sharp pencil and practice. You know, I used to do that on weekends. We used to get charts delivered to us in our driveway every Saturday morning, the daily graphs. The green book was the NASDAQ, and the blue book was the Dow Jones Industrial Average. They were printed charts They weren't online, and you could go through and mark them up with a nice sharp pencil and a ruler. Here's where the resistance is, and here's where the support is. The support is the floor. Obviously, if you live on the third floor and you break through the floor, you're in the guy down below you. You hope he's not eating his cornflakes in the morning. That's a breakdown. That's the opposite of a breakout. I'm seeing breakdowns, too. Look at VRX today, Valiant Pharmaceutical. That's a fresh new breakdown in the stock. We don't want to own breakdowns. We don't want to invest in breakdowns. Just think about the psychology of investing in a breakdown, a stock that's losing all of its supporters. They're fleeing the stock versus a stock that's breaking out, a fresh new breakout to the upside. All of a sudden, it's gaining steam, like a snowball rolling down the hill and gaining momentum. So a breakout is a stock that is breaking through to the upside, its old resistance levels. And I gave you several examples of breakout stocks here in the second quarter of the show. Right now, they're happening across the board. The market hasn't broken out. But many times, it's those stocks that make up the market. When you see so many of them breaking out, many times that will lead to, that's a precursor to the market breaking out, which leads me to continue to pound my fist on the table saying this is a risk on market, because risk on stocks are breaking out despite the market, the Dow, fighting with this 18,000 level. You know, it's a little bit like Muhammad Ali, the great late boxer. He would jab at an opponent with that left and soften him up and loosen him up. That's kind of what the market's doing. It keeps pounding its head on that ceiling of 18,000. And every time it hits 18,000, even today, it hit 18,000, and guess what it did? It backed off. It's kind of like an imaginary barrier right now. But it keeps jabbing at it and jabbing at it, and eventually the effects of those jabs are going to be felt on the body of the index. And I think that at some point in time, it's inevitable that the market's going to break out to new all-time highs. I'm sure Miss Hillary would love to see the market breaking out to new all-time highs before those November election. Who wants to change the regime when the market's breaking out to new all-time highs? Now, if the market was breaking down to new all-time lows, they would be looking to change the regime, right? So there's all of these factors at work right now. But if you cut through all of the smoke screens and all of the noise, it comes down to earnings. And right now, the earnings expectations for next year are expected to be about 10% higher than this year, which means we could have about 10% upside potential over the next 12 to 18 months in the market, meaning at some point in time, the market is going to break out to new all-time highs. It hasn't done it yet, but a lot of individual stocks are doing it. Sign up for the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. And if you're not going to settle for a robo-advisor, we are active investors here. GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.